今仔日咱的经文是记载伫《列王纪上》第八章第六十二节到六十六节。
Our scripture reading this morning is found in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 62 to 66.
Let's read the first verse. Yang gu nang ban nang chiang yu zhe bi ban ani ong kap yi xie de jiang bing wei ya ho hua e dian xia sui le a hai hong hian ni le dang di ong yin ya ho hua dian jiang e dang duan tai sui long wei lo xiao zhe suo zhe ga bian an xiang a bian an将这项的自由，各种也豪华殿前的椅当中分别坐上，底下天小姐、小姐甲平安这项的自由。迄时所罗门甲以色列将人，就是对哈马丘。直到埃及水河，所有的以色列人拢聚集正做大会，在耶和华咱的上帝面前受罪七日，过七日，共十四日。第八日，王遣散将百姓，因拢为王祝福，因为因看起耶和华按伊仆人大卫甲伊的百姓以色列。所获的一切恩惠，就拢心中喜乐，大家拢多起大家一家。
Let us all read aloud together. Then the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifice before the Lord. Solomon offered a peace offering to the Lord, 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people of Israel dedicated the house of the Lord.The same day, the king consecrated the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord. And there he offered the burnt offerings and the grain offering and the fat pieces of the peace offerings, because the bronze altar that was before the Lord was too small to receive the burnt offerings, and the grain offering and the fat pieces of the peace offerings. So Solomon held a feast at that time, and all Israel with him a great assembly,From Libo Hamath to the brook of Egypt, before the Lord our God, 7 days. On the eighth day, he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went to their homes, joyful and glad of heart, for all the goodness that the Lord has shown to David, his servant, and to Israel, his people. These are the words of the Lord. Please be seated.
各位平安, peace to everyone.咱知影上帝感动啊，带领所罗门献了上帝的殿。
We know that God touched Solomon's heart that he will build the temple for him.
但咱知影当伊咧献殿的时阵啊，伊为着百姓来祈祷。
And when he offered a temple, he was praying for his people.
那第顶一摆咱思想了所罗门替这个百姓祈祷了三项物件。
And we talked about how Solomon prayed three things for his nation. And the first thing he prayed for that the nation will have peace. We know that people need peace.
其实这个平安有时阵是外在，有时阵是内在。
But many times peace is just on the surface, but sometimes we need it inside.
但是咱实在感谢上帝，至少咱在菲律宾啊有淡薄外在的平安。
We're thankful that in the Philippines we have some sort of a peace on the externally.
那假使你那在你那徛在叙利亚，可能你无啥外在的平安。
If you live in Syria, maybe you don't have an external peace.
啊，因为在你法国、美国。英国联合放了105粒导弹在叙利亚。
Because the U.S., France, and U.K. Bombed 105 missile on Syria yesterday.
所以我相信，真侪时阵，你若伫迄款的环境内面，恁
I'm sure that if we're in that type of an environment, I'm sure it is difficult for us to have peace. But although we don't know what circumstances each and every one of us are in, but may we have peace in God. And Solomon prayed for a second thing for his people. And that is that may God be with them. This is a very important, very beautiful blessing. Because whether you like it or not, one day the people you love will depart from you. And those who are helping you may one day pass away. And the only person that will never leave you is our God. So here, Solomon prayed for his people that may God be with them. And the third prayer is that God will use the people that they will be able to glorify God to the rest of the world. God has blessed each and every one of us. And that we can be like, we are created in His image. But after we have sinned, we have fallen short of God's glory. But after we believe in God, we can live with His image. And that we can be a blessing to others, and when people see us, they can see God. And these are the three things that Solomon prayed for his nation. But after Solomon prayed, what did Solomon do after his prayer? And after he prayed, Solomon offered a sacrifice, and that is towards God. And that is to thank God.
And
that is to give thanks to God. And from what Solomon did, we will see how he offered his thanksgiving. Let's look at verse
62.
Then the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifice before the Lord. Here it says Solomon offered as peace offerings to the Lord. There are so many offerings. Why is it that God wanted Solomon to talk about the peace offering here? Because if you look at Leviticus, there are a few types of offerings. And the first offering we talk about is our burnt offering. And burnt offering is to offer everything to please God. And the second offering we see is grain offering. And the grain offering is for to please God, to make God happy. And the third offering we talk about is sin offering. Sin offering is saying that we have sinned and we want God's forgiveness. And often they would offer us a lamb as a sacrifice. And another offering is called the guilt offering. It said that I have committed some mistakes, some sins. And you admit that what you've done is wrong. And there you ask God for forgiveness. And the other offering is called the peace offering. And peace offering is a to offer to pay something.
因为咱答应什么物件，咱献给上帝，迄个心愿，迄个愿望。
Oh, that is something that you have committed to God and that you are offering it to Him.
然后伫迄个所在献就，咱是感恩讨上帝欢喜。
And it's there that we're giving it to God and ask, and we want to please God.
所以换句话来讲
，In other words,
所以所罗门有遐尼款的罪责面的内面
，and Solomon offered so many things.
在到底下你做这面里边，为什么所罗门无献其他的祭，各单献平安祭
？So out of all these offering that he could give, why did he choose to give the peace offering？
因为你这时阵所罗门一个心，伊怎样我这个时阵被献殿
？Solomon knew that at this time when he was offering the temple，
然后这个献殿这项物件我当成就隆重是上帝恩典。
And here he admits that everything comes from God。
然后，这个今天是上帝恩典，所以我要献上这个平安祭，然后来感谢咱的上帝。
So that he's offering this to give thanks to God.
所以你刚刚你看这感恩是什么
啊？
这个所在咱心灵上帝恩典底下。
So thanksgiving is acknowledging that God was there.
现在这边等你来比较这项代志，我当成就啊不
？When you're comparing certain things, whether something will be accomplished or not.
但咱你要假设比较大笔，甲比较所罗门来讲。
When you compare David to Solomon.
但是咱怎样？上帝无何大笔建殿，有影无？伊何所罗门来建殿
？We know that God did not allow David to build a temple for him, but allowed Solomon to build it.
那请你做比较的是
，If you compare，
我问你，大笔有心要建殿无
？If you are comparing, you ask, did David have the heart to build a temple? He had the heart.
所罗门也有这个心要建殿，因边边有。
Likewise, Solomon also had the heart to build a temple.
那你搁在想
？If you ask。
大笔有力当献做建殿无
？Was David capable of building the temple？
伊有
，He was capable。
所罗门也有迄个力来建殿。
At the same time, Solomon had the ability and the capability of building。
既然有心来献殿，两个皆有。
Since both of them had the heart to build the temple，
当你能力来讲，两个皆有。
If you look at both their ability, both of them can build the temple。
那为什么？
So why was David not allowed to build the temple? And there was only one reason. And the only reason is because God did not allow him to build it. God did not give David the opportunity to build the temple.
因为你大笔这个时阵，上帝讲也手擘了真侪血。
God said that because David has committed a lot of His hand is filled with blood.
So, because of this reason,
he did not allow David to build the temple.
So, he just said, "David, you are here. I will give you the temple."
But rather, God told David that I will allow your descendant to build the temple for me.
So, 当你这两项做一个比较的时阵
，So when you compare these things,
这所罗门不是比大卫更高啊。
Solomon was not better than David.
不是大卫无心，不是大卫无力啊。
It did not mean that David. Did not have the heart to build a temple, nor did he not have the ability to build a temple. But the most important thing is, and that is because God has given Solomon the opportunity to build a temple for him. So this is something that is very clear to King Solomon. So he knew that his ability to build a temple is all because of God's grace. Not because of his own ability, and not whether he had the heart to build it, not whether he was very capable or not, but it is rather that God gave him the opportunity to build the temple for him. So when we know how to give thanks, we know that it is God giving us that opportunity.
我跟你讲啊，当人哦如来如方形的时阵，感恩这个不简单。
You know, when someone is becoming more and more prosperous, it is very difficult for them to be thankful.
当人啊愈来愈高的时阵，要感恩真简单。
When somebody is becoming more and more capable, it is very difficult to give thanks.
你知有时阵高吼，会真过骄傲。你知。
You know, when somebody is very capable, it is very easy for them to become proud.
你知有时阵，咱人是安尼，咱越话吼。
Because we are people, we're always very egotistical,
very proud.
Many times the Chinese are quite shy.
And when
someone would compliment you, you'd always deny the compliment. But your heart, you're so happy.
So the
Chinese are very fake at times. One time I went to lead a Bible study. I did not know the rest of the Bible study group. I only knew the host. But when I got there, I realized I knew a couple of them. One of them told me, he said, Pastor, I'm so happy that you're here today. He said, because I like to listen to you lead the Bible study. And there's another sister beside that said, Pastor, you should tell him this one thing. If this person praises you, what should you answer him? So I asked her, what should he be saying to me? What should I say to him? What should I say? He said that you should say that Satan stand behind me. So I asked her, why would I say Satan stand behind me? Because she said that this is when he's praising you, he's Satan is using him to make you proud.
Now what is you?
So I started to think, if I told this person that just complimented me and tell him to stand behind me, Satan, what would that person do? I'm sure that person would be angry at me. So after thinking about this more, the reality is, whether someone wants to compliment you or not, that is his business. But you and I, the compliment after we get, we need to remember that it is God that gave us this opportunity. It is not that we're capable. Everything is by God's grace. So when we know how to give thanks, we know that it is God that has given us everything. So when I was reviewing this sermon, and I started to ponder on how many years I've been in UEC Malabon. Starting May 1, I would be entering the 35th year of my of pastoring this church. So I'm thinking that I'm getting old. So when I first came here, he was still quite young. And that when I came, Joyce's younger sisters were not born yet. So I asked, why would I come here? In reality, I did not want to come to this church. My heart was to go to La Union. Because during the break, I had my OJT in La Union. And I saw the need there. So my plan was after I graduated, I would go to La Union. But after a couple of months, that La Union already had their pastor. So I did not go there anymore. So I started to pray, where should I go? God lead the way. Some people say work with the refugees. Because the refugee camp is very suited for you because you can speak a lot of languages. But yet I did not have this urge or this feeling. But Malabon was one of those places that I did not want to come. The reason is because we had a previous pastor, you guys, he was a very short pastor, and you know who he is.
Not small but terrible.
He was small but terrible. And Reverend Kwan was a very good speaker.
So I thought,
So, you know, for somebody that's new and you come to this church and people will compare you with a very good speaker, then you'll feel very inferior. So I felt that I should not come to
Malabon.
But at the end, someone told me, but the problem is that Malabon is actually looking for someone who's already married. At that time, I was not married yet. But yet they eventually still asked me to come. Eventually God touched my heart to come to Malabon.
After I came,
when I first came, the congregation cared only for one thing for me. and their purpose was to find me a wife.
你得好的真重要啊。
And to find the right partner for me was very important.
好的太太哈真重要啊。
To have a good wife is very important.
你看清楚，不是老好的好哈。
好哈，我说good，it's not just like a tiger，因为好的妇人能会帮助你起来，因为不好的妇人能给你拖落去。 Because a good wife will be able to raise you up, a bad wife will bring you down.
所以感谢上帝，上帝给我一个好的太太。So
I thank God that God has blessed me with a good wife.
所以侍奉结了很多年来。So
serving here for many years.
我跟你讲，不是咱搞。
Let me tell you, if it's not that we are very good or capable.
咱有真多软弱的所在。
We have so many areas in our lives that's so weak.
但是依然是上帝怜悯跟恩典。
But by God's mercy and grace.
So, 我跟你说,
when we start to understand God's grace,
我跟你说,
let me tell you that you will be thankful.
咱大家人拢经历神的恩典的人。
All of us here have experienced God's grace.
因为咱在感恩的时候，咱已经承认什么？我有今仔日是出自上帝。
Because when we are thankful, it is admitting that what we have today is because of God's grace.
兄弟姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
你今仔日,
today,
你有感恩了吗?
Today, are you thankful?
咱直接感恩好不好?
Let us be thankful together.
因为感恩是承认出这里是上帝恩典。
To be thankful is admitting God's grace in our lives.
第二项咱来看圣经。
Second thing,
当这个所罗门献祭的时阵,
when Solomon was offering the sacrifices,
一献平安祭的时阵,
when he was offering this peace offering,
请你来看圣经。
Let's look at our Bible.
第61
63, Solomon offered as peace offering to the Lord 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep.
然后安尼王及以色列的证明为着耶和华的殿行了奉献的礼。So
the king and all the people of Israel dedicated the house of the Lord.
兄弟姐妹，你所以 实在的感恩是圣灵，是上帝恩典。
When giving thanks and admitting God's grace,
然后感恩本身，咱就专心的献上。
And when we offer, it is offering everything.
你在献上，你主要是就你看所罗门献偌济，你知无？
If you look at this, how much did Solomon offer?
22,000只牛啊。
22,000 oxen.
然后羊哦，12,000只。
And 120,000 sheep.
我跟你说，这个是真厉害的一个数目了。
This is an incredible number.
12,000羊啊。
120,000 sheep.
然后我22,000只牛啊。
22,000 oxen. And when I start to calculate,
然后我咧查查迄个解经，则又看这样代志。
And when I was just trying to understand this,
伊讲哦，这个哦大概是王哦三年伊个家庭所欠用的。
And this would come out to about 3 years of what the king would use in his household.
所以话粗话讲,
in other words,
这个时间所罗门献上的时间哦，献三年所有的供应。
So what Solomon offered is 3 years of what he would need.
哇，你讲这个实在无简单，你知道吗？
This is not easy.
因为哦，献平安节是什么？
When you offer peace offering,
然后你献上的有一部分拢总烧了了。
And portion of it would be all burnt out. Burnt
然后真正烧着，隆重烧了了。
And when it burned, it would burn everything.
但是平安节不是隆重烧了了。
The peace offering, you don't burn everything.
有一部分隆重烧去。
But there's a portion that you burn.
然后有另外一部分是给百姓来参加享受。
But there's a portion that you give to your people.
这是平安节。
And that is what the peace offering is.
但是你隆重献出来。
But he offered everything up.
所以我跟你讲,
but
那感恩的时阵哦，你也爱献，你知无？
You know when you're thankful, you would want to offer things.
当你经历着上帝恩典的时阵，你也爱献，你知无？
When you have received God's grace, you want to offer something to Him.
但是咱问一个问题。
But let me ask you,
要献偌济啊？
But how much should you offer?
所以我做团队人，人直直问我这道问题。
As a pastor, I'm often asked this question.
伊问诶，
they'd ask me,
要献，
to offer.
是几个percent?
How many percent should I offer?
你看几个percent?
How many percent should I offer?
啊? 10%? 咱大概讲安尼。
Many times people would say 10%.
然后第二项人问我的问题。
And the second, second question someone would ask me after.
这是 gross and net.
They'd ask me, do I give 10% from gross or net?
啊? 你看是 gross and net.
Do you think it should be gross or net?
啊? Gross and net.
Is it gross or net?
所以这是人咧问嘅物件。
So these are the questions people often ask.
但是我感觉吼，有人问
But when people would ask this,
是不是10%?
When somebody would ask, is it 10%?
10%被卡在哪裡?
And where would I put this
10%?
These are questions people would ask me.
還是我問你一項?
But let me ask you.
古約要叫我們獻多少%?
In the Old Testament, how many percent does the Old Testament tell us to offer?
古約?
How many percent?
你若實際照顧約,
if you really want to follow the Old Testament,
23.33,
it would come out to
23.33%. Okay,
this is Old Testament, you'd offer 23.33%.
再要說,
why would I say this?
因為10%被給利未人,
because 10% are offered to the Levites.
因為利未就是無產業隆重歸給耶和華,
the Levites did not receive an inheritance, so 10% of nation would give them. And another 10% is offered to the temple. But there's another 10% that you offer every 3 years. And that is to help those who are in need. So with that 10%, if you split it for 3 years, it'll come out to 3%. So if you want to follow the Old Testament, so you would have to do 23.33%. Now let me ask you, would you rather follow the Old Testament or the New Testament?
New or older?
Would you rather follow the Old Testament or the New Testament? Let me tell you. If I am a greedy, if I'm greedy, I would say that you follow the Old Testament. Why would I tell you to offer follow the Old Testament? Because 10% would go to the Levites.
So
because since I'm full time serving,
so that
10% should come to me. That 10% would come to me to Pastor Terrence. You'll give Bonnie half. And for Sister Christine, if I took all of your 10%, would I be wealthy? If I take his 10%, I would be rich. Brother Joseph 10%, I would be very
Hanson
good.
Hanson 10%
Hanson 10% would be great. So if that was the case, I would encourage you to follow the Old Testament.
That
as a pastor, I'd be very wealthy. Brothers and sisters, but what does the New Testament teach? But the New Testament tells us that we should offer our lives as a living sacrifice. In other words, God saved us. And since God saved us, our whole life belongs to Him. Nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to God. But rather, it is only God entrusting everything to us.
You understand?
It is God entrusting it to us. So we should follow what God wants to do and follow this faithfully. And we should do it faithfully.
Willingly.
And if somebody is thankful, it'd be easy for us to offer. When you're thankful, that it's easy for us to give.
So
even though it just burns and you're giving it away, it's okay.
So the
real thanksgiving is really understanding God's grace. And this person would want to offer
fully
to Him. And when Solomon offered this peace offering, another thing, let's look at. Let's look at our Bible again.
In verse 65.
So Solomon held the feast at that time, and all Israel with him, a great assembly from Lebo Hamath to the brook of Egypt before the Lord our God 7 days.
兄弟姊妹，你看到伊这个所在讲蛤蟆桥。
Here it's talking about Lebo Hamat.
了，这个这蛤蟆桥，这个是指以色列的北部啦。
And this is referring to the northern part of Israel.
了，伊讲到埃及的小河，这以色列南部。
And to the brook of Egypt, this is the southern part of Israel.
所以换句话讲哦，这个时阵，因到神的面前献殿感恩的时阵。
Here when they were offering sacrifices to God.
敬拜神哦，对以色列的大部分，对南到北，隆重到上帝面前敬拜。
What this means is people from the northern Israel to the southern Israel, all of them came to offer sacrifices. Here they didn't talk about north or south. Because Israel is a very narrow land.
So they
don't have to talk about east or west, it's just usually because of the narrow land, it's just north or south. It means that everyone came.To offer sacrifices. So when someone is really thankful, and when when his heart wants to offer something, the material offering, and this person would come before God and worship. When you have received God's grace, you want to come and worship Him.Let me give you an example. Our sister Nati Joyce's mom. Friday she was in a big car accident. And the picture that she showed us that the front of the car was all damaged. The airbag came out. But we thank God. She had some minor injuries. She was driving. Mark and Joe's son was sitting at the back. We thank God that nothing happened to him. Yesterday I went to see her. Because yesterday morning I asked her what room she was in. She told me not to come anymore, just prepare your sermon. But yesterday I went to visit her. Because we have a missionary that Pastor Umandap that's also in St. Luke's. So I went to see both of them. When I went to see our sister Nati, So the car insurance said that this car cannot be fixed anymore. When the car cannot be fixed anymore, that means this is a big accident. And Uncle Val said that she'll be out soon.She wants to leave the hospital already. But because tomorrow I want to go and worship on Sunday. Can you understand my point? She wants to leave the hospital so she can come to church today.But today she cannot come because the doctor says she has to check one more thing. So when someone who has experienced God, you are so willing to come and worship God. When we come before God, and we come together to worship together,But this time, this period of time, people don't want to come before God. There are a few reasons. Maybe this person is thankful, but for those who are not thankful, we don't even have to talk about them. We're in a period of consumerism. Consumerism teaches that every time we come to a place, we're trying to receive something. We always want something in return. When we come to worship, it is not that we want to gain something. Because when we come, it is acknowledging that God has given us so much.
we just want to come and worship.
我不是敬拜，我要来得什么得什么得什么。
When we come to worship, it is not that we want to attain something.
哎，我唔是要来只得条小包，等下你要吃。We're
not here to get our show bao that we will get later.
哎，我看我跟你讲，咱的会友真够听到了，你讲。
You know our congregation listen to sermons very well.
你记我顶一回我讲 KFC 不？
Remember last time I talked about KFC?
啊，一路来有人跟我讲，牧师，今仔日唔是 KFC 啦。
And but somebody.
另外又听到了。
But somebody when after service, somebody told me that this is not KFC today.
所以兄弟姐妹，我跟你讲哦。So
brothers and sisters.
When
we come before God, it is not so that we can attain something.
那咱要何上帝什么？
But rather is what is it that we want to give to God?
第二项现在是一个网络真发达的时代。
And second is a
网络是 internet.
This is a internet, a period of internet.
所以现在有真侪人来礼拜是免来礼拜看什么啊？看 live stream.
Many people don't want to come to church worship anymore. They will just look at it in the internet. They'll say that it's too troublesome. At home, we can just press a button and we can watch. And it's even more difficult for women. They have to put on makeup. They have to get dressed a certain way. It is very troublesome. At home, we don't even have to change.
You can just
wear your pajamas when you wake up and you watch TV. Isn't it so much more convenient? Of course, I'm not against live stream and watching the internet. I know there are some people who are physically ill and they cannot come, so I'm not against it. But let me tell you, if you're able, you should come, and let me give you a reason why. Because when we come together to worship, something precious comes up. And that is the fellowship of the saints.
And that is
when brothers and sisters have the fellowship and they can come together to worship. It is not that I will attain or get something. It is that God has blessed me so much to just come before Him and I want to worship. And that is a thanksgiving. So every time we worship, it is a thanksgiving. So when we come, we're thankful. And you can see that people from the northern Israel and southern Israel, all of them walked and came together. They would walk before God. Some might ride the cow, cattle to walk to get. Some would use a donkey to come before God. At that time, there was no horse. During that time, there was no horse. And if a horse would come from a different part of the land, and horse was only used for warfare. Just for it to travel, they would not use horses.
So if you have a chance
to go to Israel, and when you climb the
Mount Sinai,
we use a camel, and you go up slowly. If you want to climb the mountain, there are some that wanted to walk. Some would use a camel. The ones using the camel, they would go very early in the morning. Two reasons. First reason is because you'll see the sunrise. The second reason, because if you go early in the morning and you go up, you'll be scared. If it's already bright, you'll be so scared if you climb with the camel. Because for some reason, the camel would always walk on the edges. If you look down, then you'll be scared. Because if you go at night, you won't see that they're at the edges, so you won't be afraid. At that time, it was so difficult just to travel. But yet, they were willing. They were not afraid of inconveniences. Many times when we worship, we're complaining that it's so inconvenient. It's so inconvenient to find parking. Everything is so far. Let me tell you. And this is the reason why, we're many churches are now located?
你也知道咯?
You know where the churches are located now? There, many of the churches are located inside a shopping mall now.
当然要在shopping mall
了呀。 Why would they want it in a shopping mall?
因为一拜拜了, shopping.
Because right after worship, you can already go shopping. You can already find restaurants to eat. But if you come to Malabon, you're in trouble because there's no place to shop right after. The most you can do is go down and have coffee and have a shopao. So when you come here, there's a cost to be paid. But this cost is nothing. When we want to give thanks, it's very different.
So you
see people from the north and from the south traveling so far just to
come and worship.
So apart from the fact that when thanksgiving is acknowledging God's grace, and it is to offer everything to God. But something I want us to pay attention to. Let's look at verse 64. Let's look together. The same day the king consecrated the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord, for there he offered the burnt offering, the grain offering, and the fat pieces of the peace offering, because the bronze altar that was before the Lord was too small to receive the burnt offering and the grain offering and the fat pieces of the peace offering. You see that the heart of thanksgiving when they all came together. And they brought so much offering to a point,
they didn't even
talk about this, they didn't talk about sin offering or guilt offering. But what they offered was peace offering, burnt offering, and grain offering. Let's pay attention. You see that when they were offering, that their bronze altar was too small. And when they gave their offering, the bronze altar was too small. So it means that there was so much offering being given that there was no
altar.
So they did something. What did they do? So they open up the altar and use that as the burnt offering.
So what
they did was they used the outer court and they offered the offering there. So in other words, that the offering that they gave was so much.
So they said that they
couldn't continue without that. But they use the outer court to use as a paper offering. In other words, so it means that this place was not a place for the burnt offering. Because of that scenario, there were so much things that they had to use that place as a place for the burnt offering.
So
you can understand that how thankful these people were. But there's something that we can learn from this. In certain scenarios, we can use certain ways to do certain things. But whatever we do, there are things that we cannot go against the truth. We cannot go against the truth. In certain scenarios, we can use certain ways of doing things. Because they were offering, this was not against a biblical teaching. Since there was so much offering at that scenario, they decided to use the outer court as a place for offering.
你知道有时候来礼拜,
you know, many times when we come to church, when we come before God to worship, must we worship in a church building?
你知道,隔壁礼拜堂,你到现在为止,你注意,这个台顶面是烫天。
In the past, if you look at some church building, you can see the background, there's always something that can, the outside light can come in.
不是light,是頂面是直接天的。
The top goes up.
Okay, 哇,這個頂面沒有東西了。
It means not, there was nothing that covers.
所以人沒有愛,禮拜堂的頂面有人站了。
So they didn't want people to stand on top of the stage.
這個stage頂面他沒有愛有人站。
Oh, they didn't want people to live on top of the stage.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为人有人底下有学车在顶面啊。
Because there are toilets, there are washrooms on top of it.
所以你若在这个所在，哎呀，顶面有学车，这就不好势。
So many people, many people at that time didn't want a washroom on top of it.
所以有人要起礼拜堂，这个所在不爱有物件。
So when people were building churches in the past, they didn't want anything on top of the stage.
然后第二项原因,
second reason,
所以你直接祈祷的时候直接烫天气去。
So they felt that when you're praying, you go straight to heaven. So if you look at a lot of the church buildings, they're built this way.
但是我问你啊,
now, but let me ask you,
你若在香港啊,
but if you're in Hong Kong,
我跟你说啊, 你要起这礼拜堂,
let me tell you, if you're going to build something like this, it would be very, very difficult to find. Many of the churches are inside the buildings.
So, right?
Different scenario, you do different ways. This year in China, February, they're changing the rules for religion. They want to that you need to register all of the family churches. Every places that have this religious congregation, they need to register. If you don't register, they will imprison you.
Yesterday, this
person I know. He attends this church with about 100 some people. For about 15 to 20 years. Last Sunday, there were certain people from the government came and told them to shut down their church. So they had to shut down the church. They would not allow them to congregate anymore. Because if you want, they said, if you want, you have to register. So I asked them, what would you do? So in that type of scenario, what can they do? So what would happen is most likely in the future they would congregate in a smaller group. It will become a small group, maybe in a family. Do you understand what I'm saying? If it will go against the biblical teaching that we cannot do it. But when things that are not absolute, not biblical teaching, that we can change the way we do things.
So,
but brothers and sisters, when we want to offer to God, we need to offer to God in the proper way that God wants us to offer. And that is the second thing we learned today. First, thanksgiving is acknowledging God's grace. Second, thanksgiving is offering offering everything. What we offer is not only our material things, but ourselves. Third, thanksgiving is rejoicing. Let's turn to verse 66.
用第八日王就车算了证明，因就拢为着王祝福。
On the eighth day, he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went to their homes.
因为看见耶和华五日仆人大卫及耶民以色列所施的一切恩惠，就拢心中喜乐，各归各家去了。
And they were joyful and glad of heart for all the goodness that the Lord had shown to David, his servant, and to Israel, his people. So you can see that if somebody is thankful, they would be rejoicing. What would they be rejoicing about? And that is because they have seen God's goodness. You can see God's goodness to his people, Israel. I want us to pay attention to one point. There's a very important point here.
他說, 你若注意聽, 因為看見耶和華恩也仆臨, 怎麼? 大必, 你注意。
You see that here that says that the Lord had shown to David, his servant.
照理由說,
in other words,
他看到上帝施恩和神啊, 所羅門及耶伯時, 你看到,
but normally the right word would be that they will see the goodness that the Lord had shown to Solomon.
但是他沒有, 他說大必。
But rather, if you look at the words here, it says to David. In other words, it means that at that time, David had the heart to do this. Although God did not allow David to do it, but God remembered his heart. Especially after this was done, this would please David, because this was what he had in his heart. You see that God showed his mercy and grace to his servant David. Brothers and sisters, when we come before God to worship, and we see everyone coming before God to worship, I'm sure each and every one of us have experienced God's grace in their lives. And we come, we can see how God's grace has worked in our lives. And we see this, we see God's greatness, and we give thanks. When I see a few people here, there are many times I give thanks for them. There are some that have gone through stroke. And after stroke, it is very difficult for them to walk. But yet they want to come before God to worship. And when he shook my hands, I can feel that his hand did not have a lot of strength, but yet he wanted to shake your hand.
He was
willing to come and worship. He was so thankful the fact that he can still even walk a little bit. Brothers and sisters, each and every one of us have our own stories. Each and every one of us have stories that how we have experienced God in our lives. But when we come together, and when we testify how God has worked in our lives together, you know, wouldn't our heart be rejoicing? Wouldn't our heart be so
rejoicing?
We can see how God has worked in our lives. So the real thanksgiving is not, or coming to worship is not what we can attain. But rather it is that God is there. And God is working. And your heart is so different. So may God help us.
But
may each and every one of us go through life with a thankful heart. Because being thankful is acknowledging God's grace.
Second,
and being thankful is that you can offer everything to God.
And
when you're thankful, you're rejoicing. And you're rejoicing because you can see God's work. It's true. This is real. And when I see the brothers and sisters, I give thanks for you. Because I see God's grace in your lives. So when we come together, let us all rejoice. And we should be thankful and come and worship. May this thanksgiving, and that we don't stop during worship, but maybe our thanksgiving would be revealed in our lives. Let us pray.
Father God, we thank you for this reminder. Lord, many times in our lives, Lord, even in our daily lives, we're always worried about what we will have or what we will lose. We worry about what we can get or where we want to be in this world. But we forget, Lord God, to give thanks to you. Lord, and many times we worry about things that, Lord, but we know that you are a loving God. And you have told us, Lord God, that we should rejoice always, pray unceasingly, and give thanks in all circumstances. So, Lord, in our lives, Lord God, when we wake up in the morning, when we sleep at night, Lord, may we have a thankful heart, knowing, Lord God, that you are in control and that, Lord, your grace is in our lives. Help us to remember, Lord, how you have guided us in the past, Lord, and may we continue with a thankful heart, worshiping you not only on Sundays, but in our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.